Right. A lot of people have been talking in the last month. It's been officially announced in India. It's been announced in the UK. It's been announced in China. It's been announced in Canada and some cities in the US that hundreds of towns and dozens of major cities around the world, starting this year and next year, are going to set up AI cameras that don't let your cars or even motorcycles or other vehicles get into the city centers. And even medium-sized towns like Oxford are being broken into a whole bunch of different zones starting this year, going operational about a year from now. And I say this year, 2023, it was operational 2024, basically already in 2023 here in 2 days, as you know. And so I've been covering pieces of this, obviously, for 20-plus years. It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, from the UN documents. But then it was their theoretical plan and their goal under Agenda 2021 to have this in place and ready to go by 2020 and then have it completely in place by 2030. And to describe it is quite a litany. But you see the announcements all over the world. They're going to ban most of the farms and ban most of the ranches. And the Netherlands is the third biggest food producer in the world. And they've got to cut the number of cows they have by 2030 by 90%. And this year, starting next year, it's 30% cut right away. That's why they're protesting. I mean, this is not coming. This is here. And they put out UN maps in the early 1990s when George Herbert Walker Bush signed on in Rio de Janeiro to the Agenda 21 UN treaty, but Congress did not ratify it because the maps, starting in the year 2000, went through the year 2030, and it then shows the areas that humans aren't allowed in. Now, if you're a TV viewer, you can see the simulated reserve and corridor system to protect biodiversity as recommended by the UN Convention on Biological Diversity, Wildlands Project, UN and U.S. Manned Biosphere Programs, and the World Heritage Program as a vital step in attaining sustainable development. Now, that's the map that they wanted by the year 2020. And they've already mapped these out. They've already got them all set up. That's why if you go anywhere on that map today, physically, you will notice they put up long cable barriers so you can't get off the roads. They're shutting down the dirt roads. They're blocking everything off. And they're giving grants, federal grants to state legislatures to close these roads and do this. So if you put that back on screen, over half the country is a human no-go zone. In already large parts of national parks, people are being told you're not allowed to now go into those areas as well. This is about corralling us into these control zones. Now, when they go forward to the year 2030, the red is even smaller on the maps. The map the crew pulled up is the interim map. The final map is almost the entire country in yellow, green, and blue, meaning absolute no-go zones. Red is core reserves and corridors, little to no human use, buffer zones, highly restricted use, and then you've got the other sections, military bases, Indian reservations, and others. But again, as you expand that in the year 2030, almost the whole map is red. That is an interim map with around half the country off limits to any humans. And then you've got all the surveillance and the control that goes with that. And a model of this is a famous city slash state park. It's two different parks right across the Golden Gate Bridge from San Francisco that was just the most incredible, I think it's like 15,000 acre was city park, then more was a state park. And if you go look at it now, they've closed it the last 15 years, and no one's allowed into it but government bureaucrats who actually took over the hundreds of homes and cabins within it, and the government uses it for itself and its guest. So imagine the Hunger Games, where you've got the different sections of the country, and only certain areas are allowed to be industrialized. All the rest are not industrialized. This is really the reverse of that. You're just not allowed in the rural areas under this new map. And before Obama left office, he signed an executive order putting billions of dollars in to this program to accelerate the shutdowns of rural areas, the shutting down of roads, the blocking of highway exits to small towns, All of this is about keeping us off the land and killing small towns and stopping the exodus out of the big cities into the small towns, getting back to a self-sufficient agrarian future, which is the only future you'll have if you don't want to be under the total control grid in just the medium time. In their end game, they're going to force everybody off the rural areas at gunpoint. So let's look around the world at different cases of the implementation of this and go through these 100 articles. When I say 100 articles, it's 100 articles and more of clips, each one of them more insane than the last, as this is all admitted. So here's one. COP 15 Montreal, 30x30 will create more militarized protected areas around the world, not just in Asia or Latin America or Africa, but including in the Western world, with paramilitaries protecting the rural corridors where no humans are allowed to be. Here's the Future of Nature and Business World Economic Forum report, if you want to read all about this. Continued, harmful instruments, false solutions, and private interests take over global biodiversity summit. Even the liberals are pointing out this is a dangerous tyranny over at commondreams.org. Well, you see, leftists, they always ran it. Continuing, the homeschoolers attacks that are taking place, we'll get into some of that. Also, the home ownership society was a mistake. The Atlantic, here's another one. Out of Forbes, the Atlantic is right. Home ownership society was a mistake. They want you absolutely in a coffin apartment, totally controlled, totally surveilled, with no family, so you're isolated under their control. Bah humbug, how insects could become the backbone of your Christmas dinner. Sky News. This is just the latest stuff on this front. And it continues on from there. Canada's death cult grows as its government promotes assisted suicide, an activity book for little kids. We have that activity book we'll show you in a moment, teaching children as young as six how great it is to commit suicide to save the earth. Again, anything to break down society, anything to create depopulation, anything to herd us into compact cities for easier control that are really prisons. A veteran wanted a wheelchair lift installed. Canada offered her assisted suicide instead. Just showing you who these folks are. Canada is going to allow assisted suicide for healthy people with mental illnesses beginning in 2023. Canadian retailer made a viral ad promoting assisted suicide. So a Canadian church hosted an assisted suicide ceremony for a member getting ready to kill herself. Talk about a death cult. Here's the medical assisted in dying activity book for children. Yep. Go read it for yourself. We could spend a whole hour just on this chilling report. They have the kids go through the different scenarios of what they would, of when and how they would kill themselves. Think of the diabolical, over-the-top nature of that for a moment. And it goes on and on and on. Think through the process of killing yourself. They started death education in the U.S. in 2000. Suicide amongst the young exploded, obviously. But while the military is killing themselves, they're put all through the same workbooks on how good it is to kill yourself. And finally, at the end, you write an essay on how it would help people to help kill them and help kill yourself. This is a death cult. These people mean business. Shauna Schwann. Most couples may have to use assisted reproduction by 2045 because for some reason the chemicals in the food and water are sterilizing not just us, but the plants and animals. That's the London Guardian. I'm trying to hurry here, folks. I haven't even gotten into the Agenda 2031 agenda. I haven't gotten into the 15-minute cities. I just got through half of one stack, but we've just got to cover all this and tie it all together, which we'll do on the other side. But this is their horrible plan. This is their nightmare vision. And anybody part of this is joining a satanic death cult. How can you not look at this agenda and call it anything else? All right, we're back live. Thank you so much for joining us. We're laying out the globalist blueprint for a prison planet that's being established to carry out the forced depopulation of at least 90% of the earth. And to do that, they're not just grooming children to spy on their parents and grooming children to be sterilized or have their penises or testicles or breasts cut off. They're not just grooming children for pedophilia. They're grooming children in Australia, Canada, and the UK are the tip of the spear for this, with workbooks on how to commit suicide, how great suicide is, and how to prepare to commit suicide. So when Klaus Schwab, last hour we played it, said that they're taking over the schools and indoctrinating the children, he means business. So I suggest you go read the Medical Assistance in Dying Made activity book being taught to Canadian elementary students and middle school students. You want to be blown away? Here it is. And then continuing, this is a meme put out by Gays Against Groomers. The people who warned of the slippery slope were right and will never forgive the radical mob that proved them to be so. It's our job to reverse it, and we will. They put out this graphic that shows a man having a gun held to his head, and the gun and the arm are a rainbow colored montage. And it says, what slippery slope? It will never happen. 1995, love is love. We just want acceptance. 2005, we want equality. 2012, bake the effing cake, bigot. 2016, say my pronouns or go to jail, which is happening. 2022, let kids watch drag shows and mutilate their bodies. Now, we've gotten into some of the social control, teaching you to hate yourself and hate life and commit suicide for the earth. Now let's get in to the actual control grid. And to do that, we could play a clip from 1997, my film, America Destroyed by Design. You can still find free online and at band.video. I hope you share it. People watch it, they're blown away. But let's play a clip from 2007, in-game blueprint for global enslavement, directly from their own UN documents. Here's from the intro to the film, 2.5 hours long. We then go into the specific documents and how they would roll out the lockdowns and ban the combustion engine and put you in 200-square-foot coffin apartments. Back then, none of this was being done. Now it's everywhere, including Austin, Texas. Half the new high-rises they're building by city ordinance have to have 250-square-foot coffin apartments. It's all being done. It's all a global plan. It's all here. It's a nightmare. And the deeper you get into it, the harder it is to get out. But the basis of it, the platform, the foundation, the face-sucking system is the smartphone and the face scan and the hand scan for the digital prison to track and control everything you do. So, here's a clip from Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, 2007.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government. Once free nations are slaves to the will of a tiny elite, the dawn of a new dark age is upon mankind. Countries are a thing of the past. Every form of independence is under attack, with the family and even the individual itself nearing extinction. Close to 80% of the Earth's population has been eliminated. The remnants of a once free humanity are forced to live within highly controlled, compact, prison-like cities. Travel is highly restricted. Superhighways connect the megacities and keep the population from entering into unauthorized zones. No human activity is private. AI supercomputers chronicle and categorize every action. A prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks whose power can never be challenged. This is the vision of the global elite, their goal. A program of total dehumanization, where the science of tyranny is law. A worldwide control grid, designed to ensure the overlord's monopoly of power forever. Our species will be condemned to this nightmare future unless the masses are awakened to the New World Order master plan and mobilized to defeat it. Erected by a secretive group, the Georgia Guidestones are a testament to the elite's plan for a world religion, global laws, with a global court and army to enforce it. And set in stone, it is written that the population never rise above 500 million.
And Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They want you dead. Now you're not hearing about the Endgame. You're living in the first stages of the operations. So now let's move through these. And I had like 10 clips yesterday, 4 or 5 today. There's no way to play them all. But now, thankfully, it's happening. So you can go look at these cities. They're setting up the first part of the prison grid at the old Robert Mueller Airport by downtown Austin. That's run by Google. They're setting them up in towns all over the U.S., all over Europe, all over the world. It's all the same system, 5G everywhere, total surveillance, just absolute hell. Biometric scanning to buy and sell. And everybody else isn't allowed in, and you're not allowed out. You get so many passes to leave and so many passes to come in. And, of course, they can restrict the passes as time goes on. Oh, you get to leave your 15-minute city 100 times a year in Oxford. But after that, you get penalized on your social credit score. World Economic Forum to lead G20 Smart Cities Alliance on Technology Governance. Ah, the smart cities and technology governance. A net zero carbon future for cities, not allowing you to have any carbon, banning fireplaces, space heaters, everything. C40 Cities Climate Leadership Group, run by the Davos Group and the UN on Wikipedia. Go read about it for yourself. We'll know all about the plan, all about capturing democracies, all about the UN control of the cities. About C40 World Mayor Summit. They take your mayors and pay them off, and they're now UN representatives. Tools of the Technocracy, Smart Cities. Excellent article from truthtalk.uk. They're really prison cities. Governments are about to introduce climate change lockdowns disguised as 15-minute cities under the UN Agenda 2030 Directive and WEF Great Reset Plan. And we've got the clips. Maybe I should play a few clips when we come back, where it's put out by the Davos Group. Not just saying you'll own nothing and like it. They explain, this will save the earth. You will only be allowed to leave your country 3 times in lifetime. Just bizarre tyranny. Bath locals say new traffic management plans would be commercial suicide. The new traffic management plans don't let cars into the city. That's out of the UK. Oxford City Center, Sunday, 8th of January, 2023. They're fighting back. NotOurFuture.org. Business owners say it will kill their business. You'll own nothing and be happening. These 15-minute cities mean that there's no one in the countryside to produce food. All of it will be done corporately in some chemical plant. This is being a slave and a prisoner. And it goes on and on. Sustainable cities is from the UN's own website, UN.org, and human settlements. See, the humans are only allowed in their settlements, their reservations, their prisons. More on this straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. The shackles are going on. The chains are going on now. But we can say no. We can rally. We can fight back. It's our right. It's our duty. The children are counting on us. What we're witnessing is a new type of warfare. It's using the supply chain and the surveillance systems to control and dominate and brainwash and slowly poison and kill the public. Now, I could get in the mindset of the globalists who've taken over the world, who are filthy rich. They see a lot of lazy people watching Netflix, going to football games, and they say, why are these fat slobs needed? Well, it's the large population that built this technology, and you don't have a right to come in and play God. And you guys have the worst track record of starting wars and just engaging in evil. And so you don't have a right to do this. They're not trying to empower humanity. They're trying to grease the skids of our collapse. And I know our audience understands that, but we have to get in the mind of the enemy and understand they are going for broke, ladies and gentlemen. And if I made a film in 97 about this, if I made a film in 2007 about this, if I made films in 2011 about this, in 2012 about this, and you see it all happening now, can you imagine my frustration in reading their documents and seeing them beta tested and know this is all going to happen? And now I'm just sitting here inside the operational phase of this, and they're turning on the 5G. They're giving people poison shots. They're putting nanotech in the food. Last year, the FDA just said, we're not going to regulate nanotech in food. And they just start spraying nanotech in all the food. It's madness. And you see the neurological disorders and the cancer and the infertility off the chain. So our case is proven. We've been vindicated, but it's not vindicating if we don't stop it. So Chris Sky says, I woke him up when he was 13 years old. He's a well-known activist in Canada. And I think in 2 minutes, he has the best boil down of these 15-minute cities. And again, that's just the rollout name of the climate lockdown cities, Klaus Schwab admits. It's not just face scanners and hand scanners and internet IDs to get on the web and social credit scores via the vaccine passport being rolled out everywhere. It's not just QR codes for your menus. All of this is admitted training. It is lockdown cities with no cars allowed where you get taxed to go in and go out. And within those cities, you have absolutely no rights. And it's designed to choke off the rural communities and choke off those within the communities to make you absolutely dependent and not self-sufficient. That's called domestication. You domesticate animals for slaughter. So stop acting like domesticated animals and don't let them build this control grid. Here's Chris Sky, Canadian activist, laying it out.
The Great Reset, just moving along so quickly. The World Economic Forum is now advertising their brand new initiative, 15-minute cities. Oh, what does that mean? That means everything you're going to need to live, work, survive is going to be within a 15-minute walk of where you live. Because you're not going to be able to have a car. You're not going to have the time or money to go further away from your home. And they want you to be confined to that 15-minute area from where you live for virtually your entire life. I'm going to send you a video about how wonderful this is, and I'll send you to the website that explains to you. They actually have like 7 different websites set up to explain all the different aspects of this and how amazing it's going to be for you. This is literally the you will own nothing and be happy Great Reset, where you literally live in a little building and you don't get to leave your building for 99% of your life. And you're going to stay on that same block for 99% of your life. And once they get you like that, international travel, all the things that you used to enjoy, those are going to be a pipe dream. The little peasants like you, you're not going to be able to enjoy that kind of stuff. You're going to be living in your 15-minute city. You're going to be making no money. You're going to be riding the bicycle that you're renting from the government. And your life is going to suck so bad, you're probably going to wish you were dead. And you're not going to be able to say anything about it, because if you talk shit, then they'll just take away the little that you already do have, just like they're doing in China. And you'll be 15-minute cities. This is what I've been warning you guys about for years and years and years. And here it is with all the wonderful propaganda to tell you how amazing it's going to make your lives.
There you go. Now, I have literally dozens of clips, but I want to get to your calls. But here's one. Here's clip 15 from the World Economic Forum. Those little 2-minute videos they put out, minute videos where you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you will eat the bugs, you will drink the sewage. Here they are bragging. Oh, look, Dutch cities are banning petrol and diesel delivery into the cities. You're not allowed to have any gas stations or gasoline or diesel cars. They're only one step ahead of California. This is coming everywhere until we admit it's happening. You know, in the Obama deception, I show documents where they were going to start taxing beef and then ban beef. People thought, that's crazy, that'll never happen. It's their documents, and now it's happening. They're doing it at every level. I know the audience knows this, but I'm going to explain this. It's like a prelude. It's like you go into the symphony, and you hear they're warming up on their instruments, and you hear that, you know, great sound, and then the symphony starts. It's boom. The symphony has started. The symphony of destruction is on like Donkey Kong. Go ahead and go to clip 15. These Dutch cities are banning petrol and diesel delivery to tackle air pollution and climate change. 2025, all deliveries must be made in electric vehicles. In 14 cities across the Netherlands, it will prevent CO2 emissions equivalent to 216,000 cars off the road, and businesses will get help to make the switch. Oh, money. with grants of up to 5,000 euros towards an electric van or lorry. The city's implementing the zero-emission zones, including Amsterdam and Tubingen. Other areas around the world are also banning exhaust fumes. U.S. Santa Monica has set up a voluntary zero-emission delivery zone. U.K.'s first zero-emission street has opened in central London. Each street will be closed to polluting vehicles for 18 months. The scheme could expand into London's financial district in 2022. What's your city doing to encourage cleaner climate? It's all about surveillance, all about control. The Global Mobility Coalition. That's what's going on. Callers, Kevin and Jordan and Corrine and Travis and Brian and Wes and Mark and everybody else, your phone calls are coming up, but I need to finish up on this. So I'm going to race through more of this when we come back and tell you what cities in the U.S. are about to switch to this. Because, again, the U.N. flies them off to the Davos Group, flies them off, gives them business deals, buys them off, and you're sitting there with a U.N. government like we have here in Austin not even knowing it. Just like the U.N. runs the Border Patrol now. Go to the Texas border. The U.N. is in charge there. All right, I already spent most of the hour on the Great Reset Agenda 2030 and beyond. I want to just sum up where it's all going, hit a few other articles, and then go to your calls. There's no way to get to all these clips to cover all this. People are going to experience the new world order for yourselves. You already see it. But compliance is death. Resistance is victory. Resistance is life. Now, whether you're in Australia or the United States, it doesn't matter where you are now. If the globalists control your country, it's the exact same policies. And they cut the resources off, they collapse the society, they ship the jobs overseas, and then they herd you into compact cities and make you go on universal basic incomes, where you then have to go for weekly psychology meetings with your local political minder. And if you make the political decisions they want up front and the cultural decisions to get sterilized or not have a child, at first you'll get credits. But as more people go along with it, once they clamp down, you're going to get less and less for complying. It's a trap. And so once you get to that point, there's not much hope for those that have complied. There's a lot of hope for those that have gone and formed communities near the Amish or the Mennonites or others and gotten self-sufficient and have a community that will support each other that won't back down. You'll have a better shot, obviously, than people inside the Plantopolises. In fact, let's play a clip from one of the Plantopolis programs funded by the Rockefeller Foundation and the UN 12 years ago. For school children in the UK, telling them what the future would look like in 2025, 2030. And it's exactly what you now see happening, because it's an exact plan. It's authoritarian. It's horrible. It should be easy to beat it because it's so illegal. It's so criminal. It's so painful. It's so hurtful. It's so dehumanizing. It's so murderous. But you've got to admit it's happening. You've got to admit it's going on before it gets too intense, which it's coming up on. And anybody serving the system thinking, well, I'll get ahead by complying, you're fools. This will screw almost everyone. This is so bad. It makes my head spin. So just like you see in Canada, oh, you want a new wheelchair, just commit suicide. And they pressure you to agree. Well, in 1 year, when your funding runs out, just agree to kill yourself. And it's in the news. They're pressuring people to kill themselves. That's the social credit score. Kill yourself. And as they cut the resources off to everybody else, the general public will be like, yeah, kill grandma. Kill that mentally ill person. Kill that homeless person. But the globalists set the climate up, the political, cultural climate, the godless climate, to put people in that position so the rest of us would go along with the evil, because that's what they want, is us to make the bad decision. They want us to join with evil because they want to cut us off from God, because the ultimate currency is our souls. God creates prosperity and milk and honey and freedom. The satanic system creates the opposite. So let's play a clip from, and again, there's more than 10 of these cartoons. They're all nightmarish. A Plantopolis shown more than a decade ago to school children in the UK. This is shown to fifth graders. Here it is. Forum for the future. How will people travel in the cities of the future? Megacities on the move. Your guide to the future of sustainable urban development. Landopolis, one of four possible scenarios. In a world of fossil fuels and expensive energy, the only solution is tightly planned and controlled urban transport. Smart cars. Global climate change deal imminent. Joint venture, mega cities, everything approved. Global Food Council set up by the UN. Welcome to the Planopolis, the day in the life of V.
Oh, hi. I'm so glad you're on time. I'm V. I'm looking forward to showing you around Planopolis today.
By the way, hit pause. Most people aren't allowed out of their house. You've got to get an AI agreement to even leave your home. Everything's done with virtual. The whole VR world. Continue.
Oh, hi. I'm so glad you're on time. I'm V. I'm looking forward to showing you around Planopolis today. My husband works from home. He's a virtual engineer working on one of the city's desalination plants. He controls the robots who do all the important maintenance. I think he basically plays computer games for a living. You ready to go? Have you got your calorie card open on your smartphone? I registered your visit with Slick Travel Corp the other day, so they've allotted you a journey time to match mine. It makes so much sense, doesn't it? Switch off brain and go to work. With this many people around, I'm glad there's a mega computer in charge. We're so lucky. Our kids were allocated a school quite near my practice, so I can drop them off on the way. It saves on our calorie ration. Well, it won't be long until the little darlings get their career announcements. They've been working so hard, so I'm sure they'll get something.
Pause again. The government tells you what you're going to be. You have a calorie allotment on your carbon tax. All officially announced now. All officially announced. Continue.
So I'm sure they'll get something good. Not that there's anything wrong with fixing carbon scrubbers for a living or anything. Are you hungry? Let's pop to the market.
Hey, pause again. Carbon scrubbers. All carbon is bad. We're made out of carbon. See the sick joke? Continue. Everything, every word is weaponized hate. Kill yourself. Murder yourself. It's all over. Carbon sucks. You suck. Just everything is hate, hate, hate. Continue.
On the menu this month? No, not meat. It's not your birthday. The Global Food Council are doing a really good job of keeping food production going. I mean, you don't get the choice you used to, but we're better off than most. I think it's probably easiest to walk from here. You barely see a car in the city centre nowadays, unless you're rich. Well, the state knows they just aren't practical anymore.
All the elites will still have their cars, still have their private jets. You'll just be locked up in a city while they're partying in the countryside. That's the official plan. You saw it during the lockdowns. Let's continue.
So much better for getting around our neighbourhood. And why waste valuable space on car parks when you can use them to grow food? I don't care what you say, Alex. They don't deserve to live in that ghetto. They are completely disconnected. No high-speed transport system, no new internet. They miss out on jobs and many essential services, too. Oh, hi again.
Pause again.
What a day.
And they even make it dystopic because they're showing this to children to normalize the synapses in their brain when they actually live under this. You see, some of their family lives in a ghetto because they won't take the chip. They won't take the control. They live in a ghetto. They're locked in the ghetto. Let's continue.
What a day. I had to make an emergency visit to the Cry Freedom ghettos. I mean, I miss my sister like mad, but I'm glad they went when they moved to New Amsterdam. They're safe from climate change on the floating city. That must be her now. It's much easier to meet up with friends virtually now. So many cities have banned cars in central areas.
Hey, pause again. Mm-hmm. See how they trained you 12 years ago, the children. You only talk virtually. And again, the city centers banned cars years ago. Now happening 15-minute cities. 12 years ago, telling you the exact plan. But adults weren't shown this on the news. Children were shown this. Just like children are targeted by the pedophilia, and our TV affiliates, and I understand why, have threatened to dump us before when I show the actual drag queen story times.